The trial of Atlanta rapper Young Thug is over. Nearly a year after opening arguments began, the artist pled guilty yesterday to participating in criminal gang activity. He was sentenced to probation and time served, as NPR's Isabella Gomez-Sarmiento reports.
On Thursday, Young Thug, who was born Jeffrey Williams, stood before Fulton County Judge Paige Reese Whitaker and pled guilty to several gang, gun, and drug charges. That brought to an end his part in what has become the longest-running criminal trial in Georgia's history. Williams, one of the biggest and most influential artists in hip-hop over the last decade, was first indicted in 2022 on charges of violating Georgia's RICO Act. That stands for Racketeer-Influenced and Corrupt Organizations. The prosecution alleged that YSL, Williams' record label, was also a criminal organization and Williams its leader. In a dramatic series of events, Williams accepted a guilty plea on six charges. Here he is speaking to Judge Whitaker during the hearing, as heard on the Law and Crime Trials YouTube live feed.
I hope that you allow me to go home today and just trust in me to just do the right thing and never see you again unless it's at a, you know, bar in the future or something.
Prosecutors recommended a sentencing of 45 years, 25 to be served in prison and 20 on probation. But Judge Whitaker delivered a sentence that would allow Williams to be released imminently.
The total sentence is 40 years to serve the first 5 years in prison, but commuted to the time that you have already served, followed by 15 years on probation.
The sentencing came after many twists and turns in the trial, which began with over 20 co-defendants. By the time opening statements were made last November, that number was down to single digits. The prosecution argued its case with dozens of witnesses and used Williams' lyrics as evidence. Ooh, I done did the robbing. I done did a jacking, now I'm full rapping. In June, the original judge presiding over the case was ordered to be removed after multiple defendants filed complaints against him for holding, quote, improper meetings with a witness for the prosecution. In recent days, three of Williams' co-defendants made deals with prosecutors. The rapid change in events on Thursday drew the hip-hop world's eyes back to the trial suddenly. Nearly 100,000 people watched live on YouTube as Judge Whitaker brought Williams' trial to an end.
I appreciate that you do realize how much of an impact you have on people. It's past your neighborhood. It's worldwide, especially young people.
As part of his plea, Williams is required to stay out of the metro Atlanta area for the first 10 years of his probation, with certain exceptions allowed. One of those is a requirement to return to the city several times a year to participate in an anti-gang and anti-violence presentation to local children. Isabella Gomez-Sarmiento, NPR News.